You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon, the 23rd day of August. On Day is here now. From Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, to discuss the weather forecast. Let's start in the Midwest. Looks like it's going to cool down. Actually, it's been really nice in the evenings already, but rainfall is on the way. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've got several opportunities over the coming days and really the next couple of weeks for shower and thunderstorm activity. Now, initially, it looks like it'll be wet tonight and tomorrow as we get into Missouri, as we get into most of Illinois, most of Iowa, eastern Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota. And then this will expand eastward and we'll get most of the other areas of the Corn Belt as we get to the second half of the week. As we have a pattern, Todd, that is not really unlike what we've had for most of the summer, where we have these systems come in from the north and west, coming on through about every 3 or 4 days, offering up some shower and thunderstorms. And every time they go through, they sort of put a governor on temperatures, not allowing the temperatures to get established as being too warm. And so a lot of what we've seen here in the month of August, we're going to see right on through the rest of the month.
Does it come courtesy of any big system someplace else, or just sort of what's been happening over the last week or so?
Sort of what's been happening. I do think there may be some of the modeling is suggesting that we may have some pretty significant rains in the western areas, Missouri in particular, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. You know, that would be an area that may get a little bit too wet, with some Gulf of Mexico moisture getting pushed up into the Midwest. But what we're going to see, I think, in terms of the weather over the next 2 or 3 weeks is a continuation of what we've seen. If there's going to be anything that's going to be different, is we're going to have to watch the tropics. We need to watch the southeast United States, Florida, some of the Gulf Coast states, some of the southeast United States. There's some hints that there could be some tropical storm and even hurricane activity next week or two.
Other parts of the world or the United States that you've been keeping track of that we need to be concerned about?
Well, certainly the far western areas, California, going to continue to be dry, although a little bit cooler. That'll be some concern there. If we go over and looked over at the eastern areas of Europe, they've got a forecast that looks pretty good for the tail end of the season there. It looks to be a little bit drier, but also temperatures are going to be pretty good. If we go over to China, we look at a weather forecast there that is not unlike what we're going to have in the Midwest. It's going to be fairly moist. It looks like rainfall will be fairly abundant, especially in the central, northern, and southern and southwest growing areas.
Hey, Don, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. A reminder that tomorrow I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to go golfing with Croft Fertilizer in Greenview, Illinois, along with my brothers, and then head down to St. Louis with my daughter for a Cardinal game. I should enjoy that. However, I've got something really special planned for you. Last week, during the Agronomy Day, the speaker at the noon hour was Josh Whitman, the athletic director here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. He did a fantastic job. I thought you'd be interested to hear what he has to say about the athletics program at the University of Illinois tomorrow. That'll air during the Closing Market Report. I'll also try to get you an update of the Nebraska and Indiana Pro Farmer Crop Tour numbers, all for the Closing Market Report tomorrow afternoon right here on Illinois Public Media.